Getting dumped by somebody, never fun. Getting dumped by somebody who gives you the played-out cliché is the reason they're ending things. That's not fun at all. Here's the top five that they say are the worst clichés people use to dump someone. Five, I'm not ready for something like this right now. Number four, I think we'd be better as friends. Number three, you should be with someone who can treat you the way you deserve. The number two, always popular, I need space. And number one.
I already know what it is. You don't even have to say it.
I don't deserve you. You're too good for me, Rachel.
Whatever happened to, I just don't like you anymore. I mean.
Or I found somebody else I think I like better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, let's just
I like him better. I don't like you anymore. Sorry, that's the way things work.
I need space.
Yes. Classic cliche. Well, according to a new survey, the age when women are the happiest with their own naked body is, what would you think?
When women are happy
women,
with their
not
naked...
not men,
oh,
women.
I was going to say, I'm always fine with that. I don't know. 20s?
Not 20s.
Really?
34.
Okay.
That's the age where women finally have a strong sense of confidence, but they don't only see wrinkles or sagging when they look in the mirror. Women in their mid-30s have also normally figured out a diet and exercise plan that works for them.
Okay.
40% of women look at themselves naked daily, 25% look once a week, and 16% say they try to never look at themselves naked. That's kind of sad.
It is, yes.
And the survey also found the body part women like most about themselves is, of course, their breasts. Followed by their legs and shoulders, and women hate their stomachs the most.
A new survey asked people to name the first thing they notice when they meet someone of the opposite sex. Top two answers, survey says, both men and women were eyes and smile.
Lie.
Number three answers made me feel a little bit more honest. Men said breasts,
yeah.
Women said height in the man. Height is what they noticed.
That is important. Mm-hmm. Though this is such a sweet story, anybody who loves their dog will understand. And if you've ever lost your dog, you have that, like, moment of panic. Not even a moment. Until you find that dog, it's just scary. 2008, a woman in Indiana named Jennifer Coxan came home from work to find that her 3-year-old Rottweiler, Sasha, had been stolen. Jennifer spent months searching before she finally gave up. Then just a few weeks ago, she got a call from a shelter in Phoenix. Now remember, this was 2008.
Yeah.
Nearly 2,000 miles away from where she lived, that had identified Sasha from a computer chip implanted when she was a puppy. Problem was, Sasha was only a few days from being put down unless someone showed up to claim her, so one of Jennifer's friends, who lives around an hour from Phoenix, offered to pick her up. But the real headache was how they'd get Sasha back to Indiana from Phoenix.
2,000 miles away.
There's a group called Kindred Hearts Transport Connection. They were ready to help by coordinating with 17 different people to bring Sasha home. And on August 10th, Sasha left Arizona with one driver, was handed off to 16 other drivers along the way, made 24 stops, and finally showed up at Jennifer's door this past Sunday, 5 years after she disappeared.
That is amazing, isn't it? Wow. Last weekend, a building in Scotland had to be evacuated after a stripper triggered the fire alarm. How does a stripper trigger a fire alarm? Apparently, she was doing a little act where she was swallowing flames. Forgot about those tassels that she was wearing.
Goodness.
Lit them on fire. The alarms went off. Show's over. She was able to blow them out before the fire department arrived.
So many jokes.
I know. And so many that we cannot say. But everyone is okay, and no charges will be filed. Your stack of leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.